Our special guest on the Ozark Radio Network today is Pat Mazaros, and he heads up Special Olympics here for Howell County. We're going to get some more details about him, about what Special Olympics is, et cetera. But first of all, thanks to Pat for coming in today to talk about this year-round event. And we'll start with, first of all, Pat, again, thank you very much for talking about this. For people that aren't familiar with what Special Olympics is, what is it and what's the whole purpose of it?
Has been around for quite a while. It actually was started in the late 50s, early 60s by Eunice Kennedy Shriver, who saw a need for people with special needs to participate in sports activities. The Howell County Special Olympics currently serves approximately 40 to 50 athletes who participate in 15 different sports. We participate in sports year-round. They attend various tournaments throughout the state of Missouri. The sports are conducted in an Olympic-style format where the athletes work their way up through different area events, regional events, and if they continue to win, they eventually make it to the state events where they compete for a gold medal.
And when it comes to the Special Olympics, we were talking about Howell County Special Olympics, does every county in the state participate in this?
It is prevalent throughout the state of Missouri. Ours just happens to be broken down at a county level. A lot of the different agencies could be sponsored by a school. They could be sponsored by just a local group who has started a Special Olympics group in their area. Ours just happens to encompass Howell County and parts of Oregon County. We draw athletes from those two areas.
Still just January, but has Special Olympics started for this year?
Oh, yes. Special Olympics is a year-round activity. We currently are participating in bowling, basketball, and we have a powerlifting team that started up 1 year ago.
Wow. How many sports are there available for young athletes to participate in?
We have around 15 different sports that go throughout the year. We're getting ready to start swimming, volleyball, and track and field, which a lot of people think of when they think of Special Olympics, will be starting in March.
And you mentioned that this is a year-long event. How does this all work together to culminate for the big event for the year?
Well, Special Olympics in Missouri will have three different state meets throughout the year. So depending on what sport is in season, they will schedule local meets, regional meets, and then eventually if your athletes win, they will qualify for the state meets. So currently our basketball teams will be attending some regional meets in Cape Girardeau on February 16th, and if they're successful, they will qualify for the state basketball tournament, which will be held in late March in St. Charles, Missouri. We have four basketball teams that are currently playing for the Howell County Special Olympics. We have over 30 athletes playing basketball currently.
And your affiliation with this, you're like any other parent. You know, you get involved with your kids' stuff, and it just kind of takes on a life from there. How long have you been involved in this?
Well, my son started participating in Special Olympics at an early age. My son Alex started when he was about 8 years old, and he started off with basketball, and he's kept with it through the years. So I've been participating in Special Olympics as a parent over the last 13 years. I've been the head coach of the Howell County Special Olympics since August of 2024.
Pat Mazaros is our guest. A couple other things. What are the benefits in your mind for these young athletes to participate in Special Olympics?
Oh, there's so many benefits. Number one, they get to participate in athletics. So think about young people who participate in high school sports and the benefit of being on that baseball team, that football team. Without Special Olympics, people with some type of a intellectual disability or maybe a physical disability wouldn't have that chance to be part of a team. And, you know, I've seen it when these young men and young ladies participate on these teams, the camaraderie, the friendships, and the joy that they have getting to be part of that team and compete. Win or lose, they have so much fun doing it.
And how does Special Olympics operate funding-wise? How do you guys get around?
Well, we... Special Olympics is a 501c nonprofit corporation. All of our funding comes from fundraising. We have bake sales. We participate in car washes in the summer. We've gotten some donations from different organizations in the Howell County area. Ozark Independent Living gave us a really nice contribution and has been a big supporter. TJ Swift Housing in Howell County has been very supportive of our group and has helped us. We've had Hirsch Farm and Feed offer us use of their common area to hold bake sales, and we really appreciate all the help we've gotten. And just a lot of individual contributions from people who have been generous in the Howell County area.
And Ozark Marketing Company is going to be involved with this in a very big way this year. We're very excited to help you guys. We've got lots of events that are going to be coming up, and there's nothing better than stuff like this.
We were so happy and so ecstatic when we were the charity selected this year. It's going to make a big difference. It really helps us keep the program going.
So what's up next on your schedule?
Today we have basketball practice this afternoon at 6 p.m., and then we have volleyball practice Tuesday, and we're going to be playing at the Grizzlies men's basketball team on Wednesday at the halftime show. So our athletes will be there to have a scrimmage, and we're really excited about that, and we want to thank basketball coach Jarrett Fay for offering us that opportunity.
That's outstanding. I'll get to see these guys work out a little bit at halftime.
They'll be there to show their stuff. They've been working hard. They've been practicing. We got some guys that think they can hit some three-pointers, so we'll see what happens.
All right, fantastic. Pat Mazaros from Howell County Special Olympics, thank you very much.
Thank you.